Can you imagine, George?
I mean, can you imagine me doing things halfway? Sure. I'm in the middle of murdering half the Canadian government. I might as well finish the job. They're a bunch of assholes, especially this bunch. And, you know, I'll be doing Canada a great favor. I mean, why only half? And, you know, just let's have some fun with it, George. Which half? The top half, the bottom half, the middle half? And how do I decide? Maybe I should take every second one. And how will I know when I'm finished, George? Because I don't know how big Canadian government is. And neither does Riley, that asshole, K4ZDH. Riley, if you're out there, I'm calling you out, you cock-sucking asshole. George, I think you've got shit for brains running your government. Look at Riley. He accuses me of threatening to kill half the Canadian government. Why would I settle for half? I mean, I'm a good Canadian. And most Canadians, I kid you not, most Canadians, something like 60%, want to change this government. Now, whether or not they'll manage, because we've got some Americans working on this side of the border, real cock-sucking American right-wingers, George. George Bush's little cock-suckers. So I don't know if we'll manage it, but... Hey, if I could, I would. But I wouldn't stop at half of the Canadian government, George. I would smell them all. Every last one. But, you know, there's a practical problem. I don't know how many there are. Too many, obviously. And I don't necessarily know who they are. I don't know where to start, George. Maybe you can help me. Since you used to be the land of the free and the home of the brave, where shooting people is a national pastime. Now go ahead, George. Alpha Charlie Niner, Kilo Uniform. This is Allah Akbar. Victor Echo 7, Kilo Foxtrot Mike. Go ahead. Roger, roger, George. George, I didn't necessarily want you to listen to all of it. I wanted you to listen to about a minute of it, and I think I gave you the minutes and seconds. Was it 1 hour, 30 minutes, whatever it was. I think I gave you that. And I quote, to put it bluntly, this is Riley speaking. I mean, can you imagine? Listen to this carefully, everybody. Put it bluntly, it seems that Canada just doesn't care. Well, that's Canada's lookout. Why does Riley, who's been 8 years retired, care? I'll tell you why, because his butt hurts. Okay, and wait for it, there's more. They have a person up in Canada that's been a big problem for this country. Imagine, George. There's been a person up in Canada that has been a big problem to this country. George, not to Riley only, not to the Enforcement Bureau only, not to the FCC only, not to the bureaucracy of stupid land only, but to this country, the United Idiotic States of America. I mean, George, I've gotta promote myself, advance myself. Commander Al-Qaeda Northern Command is not enough, George. I'm gonna have to, you know, find another title, something like, you know, the exalted Chief Poobah of Al-Qaeda Northern Command or something. Because obviously, I have been a big problem to your country. Anyhow, let's continue. He's been a big problem for this country. Well, thank you. That really, really makes me feel warm and fuzzy. And for the Canadians, for years and years and years. Oh, fuck you, Riley, about the Canadians. Leave the Canadians to deal with things Canadian on their own, Riley. You can't fix stupid in stupid land. Don't even try to reach across the border and tell us Canadians how we should handle our fellow Canadians. Unless, of course, you want to jack me off, which, you know, I will consider someday or some year. But, George, I've been a problem not only for stupid land, but also for Canada for years and years and years. And Canada, to its credit, has done nothing about it. How wonderful. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. And George, he doesn't seem to understand that I still own my Canada. It's my Canada, George. It's certainly not his Canada. And I don't know about anybody else's Canada, but it's my Canada. I used to be called Captain Canada once upon a time. Truly. Anyhow, he says they've done nothing about it. Well, it's been a while since we in Canada have taken orders from stupid land. 1812 was the last time you guys tried a little bit of force, fraud, and propaganda directly executed. You started the War of 1812. We finished it. We remodeled your White House. And we can do it again, so you be careful. Box softly, carry a small stick, because you're just big fucking bullies. And he goes on to say, they just don't care. What can I say? That's my Canada. Those are my boys, George. They don't care. Actually, they do care. Most of Canada doesn't care about stupid land. Doesn't care about the bully to the south of us. We would change our neighbors if we could, but we can't. Anyhow, he goes on to say, the things that person says over the air would end up getting somebody in jail down here. I love that, George. I love that. The things that I say over the air would end up getting someone in jail down there. George, what that means is you're no longer the land of the free and the home of the brave. You're fucked. Stupid land's fucked. And Riley says so. And now I've got Riley saying that if I said some of the things I say, and I haven't pulled back my horns one little bit, as you know, if anything, I've been more strident in the years. If I had said these things in stupid land, George, apparently I'd be in jail. Not to put too fine a point on it, George. You're fucked. You're royally fucked. Now, let me go on. And he says, the threats. Well, George, everybody's recording everything I say from several vantage points. They're recording me constantly. They pride themselves on that. And they record me from various vantage points so that they could always have good propagation. I was trained as a fucking lawyer, you fucking assholes. So Riley says, the threats, full stop. Okay, fuck you, Riley, and you're next. But then he goes on to say, and this is the bit, he's threatened to kill half the Canadian government, and they still don't care. Well, that's because the people who are making the decisions are the half that I didn't threaten to kill. But hey, like I said, if I'm going to kill half the Canadian government, why stop at half? I mean, George, I think Riley's got shit for brains. I think Riley is mentally defective. Riley is a mimic. Riley's got shit for brains. Riley repeats nonsensical statements and descriptors. Riley, I think, is mentally defective, George. Your country's fucked, and Riley's a mental defective. Oh, what a fucking waste of my time, George. Alpha Charlie 9, Kilo Uniform, this is Allah Akbar. Victor Echo 7, Kilo Foxtrot Mike. Go ahead, George. I was trouble for Riley. Bigger trouble than Glenn Baxter, K1MAN. Bigger trouble than all the other little troubles combined. I was trouble for Riley, mainly because I wrote The Life of Riley. And I got Riley to leave the FCC one step ahead of the congressional subpoenas. And he doesn't like it, and he doesn't like me as a consequence. But Riley is a mental defective. I think Riley is bipolar. Riley is a bipolar.
Very big.
And when he doesn't have his medications just adjusted so, he makes stupid pronouncements. He makes these stupid pronouncements that I threatened to kill half of the Canadian government. You know, anybody who finished grade school can figure out that there's something wrong with that statement. How would somebody stop at killing only half the Canadian government? I mean, you either have pride in your work or you don't. I mean, if you're going to kill half, you might as well finish the fucking job, George. That's evidence that Riley is a mental defective. The FCC is a subject matter expert. They are the experts in the field, George. They are the experts, no bar none. And they are the experts. That's who you call when you want an expert. This is Radio Canada, Victor Echo 7, Kilo Foxtrot Mike.